Hare Krishna. Generally, when people refer to the Bhagavad Gita, they think it's a book that only talks about how we should perform our duty. Or not even that. There are many people who say that Bhagavad Gita says that we should simply work. And that is Karma Yoga. But that is not what Karma Yoga is. Because after all, everybody in this universe is working in some way or the other. But we don't say that everybody is a Karma Yogi. We don't become a Karma Yogi simply by working. Work is not necessarily always worship. For people in the world, work is mostly not worship. Work becomes worship only when it is done with knowledge, when it is done for the pleasure of Krishna. And that is what Karma Yoga is all about. At the end of chapter 3 and also at the end of chapter 4, Krishna will repeat this fact. That Arjuna must fight, but he must fight armed with knowledge. So we must also work, but we must work armed with knowledge. So what is this knowledge? Krishna says you must fight with knowledge, but he must give that knowledge of himself. So in the fourth chapter, which is titled Transcendental Knowledge, he proceeds to give knowledge that is very confidential, knowledge of himself, the transcendental nature of his own appearance and activities, the nature of how knowledge about himself is passed down through the disciplic succession, coming down to contemporary times. And he talks about so many different subjects connected to himself. And then he concludes again and says, yes, there is nothing as pure as this transcendental knowledge. So for us, in our day-to-day battles, we must also fight, we must also work, but we must work equipped with knowledge. And the way we can get knowledge is to study the Bhagavad Gita regularly in our homes. We should come to the temple, we should come to the association of devotees, where there is discussion on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. By regularly, daily, studying these teachings, we will understand what they are about. Srila Prabhupada called this the Bhagavad Gita as it is, because he was very faithful in rendering the words of Krishna. But today the word as it is has another connotation for us. Because we get the Bhagavad Gita as it is and we keep it as it is. And then we don't read it. So then we will not be able to equip ourselves with the weapon of knowledge. It is only when we study carefully, when we hear carefully in the association of devotees, that we will be able to acquire this weapon of knowledge, armed with which we can work for Krishna in this world without fear and without anxiety. Hare Krishna.